So what we're going to explore is why you're at war with yourself. It honestly seems that way, but it's the furthest thing from the truth. What happens is you go to war with yourself in one of a couple different ways. It's all because what you are is this vast whiteboard. What you've misidentified with is something that seems like a tiny little dot right in the middle of it. That's what transfixes your attention. It literally puts you in a trance, and it's something that you feel you need to fix. And so when you misidentify with this dot, here's what happens. You do a session for finances. Oh, yeah. So, yep, it feels real. It feels wonderful. You get up to go into your day, and you're in your day, and suddenly doubt or panic shows up. There's a war between this imaginal world and the physical world. Or for some reason out of the blue, again, panic or doubt shows up. I don't know if it'll work for me. I'm the exception to the rule. Something like that. You're literally at war with your seeming self. And the reason this happens, well, I'll tell you what, let me tell you another way people tend to do this. $1 million, that's it. I feel like a millionaire. I've got $1 million in the bank. My parents are, wow, they're amazed at how successful I am. This is wonderful. I've got $1 million. And then you go, well, $1 million might not be enough. I mean, I'm only 48, and we have to count in inflation, so maybe more than, well, and then there's pre-tax and post-tax. You know, if $1 million is there, do I owe taxes on it? I mean, if I do, I mean, and I got to pay 38% taxes on it, that's a lot of money. That brings it down to 600,000. Well, that ain't going to work. So, 2 million, that's it. 2 million, 2 million will do it. That way, after taxes, I've got more than $1 million. That's wonderful. Feeling, oh, wait, hold on. What if the dollar crashes? You know, they've been talking since 1980 that the dollar's going to crash. And, you know, we have lost some of our purchasing power since the 60s. So maybe, well, you know what happened to Mexico? Like the 1 year I went down on vacation, Mexico, and the peso was 3 to 1. There were $1 meant 3 pesos. A couple years later, it was $1 equals 9 pesos. So those poor Mexicans. That could happen here. We're right next to Mexico. So, you know, maybe $1 million. No, I'll tell you what. Maybe $2 million in euros, too. That sounds like a good idea. See, this is what happens when you go to war with yourself. You get stuck, but you never settle. And for this to work for you, you've got to settle. You've got to be settled in your sessions. And what happens, the reason why you don't get settled in your sessions is, again, you've been stuck on the dot. You've been taught to identify with this tiny little dot in the middle of the whiteboard. And so what happens is we zoom in on the dot. If we zoom in on the dot, what we've discovered here through hundreds and hundreds of hours of coaching sessions is that the dot is more like the yin-yang symbol. In Chinese medicine, you can look that up on the internet if you need to know what that looks like. But the dot is like the yin-yang symbol, where one side of it is, yep, I'm feeling it real, and the other side is, holy crap, I just felt the other side is real. The one side is, yep, $1 million will do it. The other side's, well, not, it could be after taxes, you know, or maybe you might want euros as well. You've got two seeming sides when you're stuck on the dot. And what most people are trying to do, the mistake that they make, is they keep crossing this border from yin to yang and yang to yin and back and forth. And they decide, you know what, I'm going to have the white part, what I want in life, dominate the black part. And that's why you fail. You see, in the yin and yang, there's the white side and there's the dark side. But in the whiteboard, there's this massive whiteboard. This is what you are. This massive whiteboard of what you are is white. And it contains within it a little tiny dot that's actually a yin-yang symbol, which is actually, it's where you've chosen to get stuck, on the dot. When you explore what we're going to share in these recordings today, it's not going to be all that logical. See, logic has you playing in the dot. Logic has you going, Logic has you doing what everybody tells you to do. And it literally has you running in circles, crossing that yin-yang border. You see, the good news is there's a second border. There's the border on the outside of that little dot that goes to the rest of the whiteboard. When you follow the formula that Neville teaches, you access the rest of that whiteboard. But one of the things that we're finding is people are having problems following the formula. We're so conditioned to be at war with ourselves. That's why we offer the 90-day program, and it's also why we offer this tiny little training here. This tiny little training is something which we've experimented with for a long, long time. And I'm just getting to the point where I feel confident that it can be done like we're going to do it in this recording. Now, the key is I'm going to sum it up for you right now. Okay, you've got close to 90 minutes of additional recordings to listen to really explore this together. If we were having a couple conversations, that's what the rest of these recordings would be like. But I want to give you basically the key right now, so that the whole time you're listening to the rest of the rambling, you've got the key inside your mind, and you're learning how to use it, and you're noticing how I'm using it while I'm teaching it. The key is persistence. And we're going to change what that means for you right now. Persistence is the natural result. Persistence is easy, by the way. Persistence is absolutely easy when you are 100% okay with knowing, and when you are 100% okay with not knowing. In other words, you've got to be able to go, I know. When you know, it's easy to be persistent. You've also got to be 100% comfortable with saying, I don't know. I don't know. You see, here's Neville's formula summed up in a nutshell. I know what the end is. I've lived it. Once you've lived it in your imagination, you've lived it in consciousness. You know it because you've experienced it. You've got to be 100% okay with that. What you are is consciousness. And you've experienced what you've chosen in consciousness. Meanwhile, how is it going to be echoed into physical reality? How is it going to echo? How's it going to echo into physical reality? When is it going to echo into physical reality? Who's going to be involved? I don't know. If you read the success stories, 90% of the success stories that we share on the site have beautiful elements of, I don't know. I couldn't imagine how it was going to happen. I knew it was a done deal. And I got to discover how it happened. You see, there's the part of this that you define, and there's the part of this that you discover. You can define the end. That's your job. Your job is to define the end and know that it's done because you have felt it real. And anytime you lose the feeling, stop and do a session. Sessions are like snacks. When you need energy, you eat a snack, a healthy snack. When you need to go back into the state, stop and do a session. Okay? You know what they are. You've got the Feel It Real Power Pack, and you've read the Neville Goddard Toolbox. You know what to do. So when you lose the state, you stop and you do a session. You get okay with being in the state of knowing it is done. You also get okay with being in the state of not having a clue how it's going to happen or when or with who. That's not up to you. Neville says that a million times. It's not up to you to know the how, the when, the who, what exactly happened on Tuesday. You know, it doesn't matter. All you know is that it's done. All you know is that it's done. And you're 100% okay with that. And what you don't know is how it happened, when it happened, with who. You don't know any of that stuff. And when you're 100% okay with, I don't know, with being infinitely curious, when you're 100% okay with being infinitely curious, that's when the shifts start to show up dramatically. So we're going to explore all that in the next 90 minutes together. I encourage you, try to not, don't try to understand this. Just play with it. We're going to give you some processes, very simple seeming ones, And odds are, if you, when you go to do them, you're going to go, what? I don't get it. I don't know if I understand this. You're in the perfect place. If you say, I don't know. I don't know what this is supposed to do. I don't know if we want to get you into the I don't know zone in a very particular way so that you're inviting into your world all sorts of bits that you've been missing. What you've identified with, what you've been transfixed on, is such a tiny part of you. The two little parts that are at war. Oh, I felt it real, and oh, I panicked. Oh, $1 million. Well, no, it better be two. Well, it better be euros too. Well, maybe I need Jappy too. I need the Japanese currency. Yeah, that's a good idea. It never ends. When you're stuck on the dot, when you're in that little yin-yangville, it never ends. We're giving you a solution to move from it never ends, the war, to an eternal dance. An eternal, delightful dance that comes, that only comes when you're 100% comfortable with, I know. Yeah, I know. And also 100% comfortable with, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know when. All right. So that's it. Let's dive in. The recordings, by the way, we're putting them up in two ways. Five separate recordings. I believe it's five. That will give you, all the steps. Yeah, well, not really all the steps, but five different segments. And we've also put it up as one long recording as well. So depending upon how your MP3 player or iPod goes, you can put it on there both ways. That way, if you just want to listen to the full almost 90 minutes, you can do that. Or if you want to break it into sections, it's a lot easier to do that for you too. So this recording here, by the way, is designed to be listened to before all of those and after all of those. Okay, you'll hear me mention the other recording. That's this one. So listen to this before, because it gives you some really cool prep. Listen to it afterwards, because it sort of tells you what we told you, but buttons it up in a different way. And obviously, there's a ton more. There's tons, tons, tons of cool intricacies to this that are really cool that we obviously can't fit into 13 minutes. So go enjoy the next 90 minutes and email us anytime. Have a wonderful day. My name is Mr. 2020. And coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. See ya.